made from poles and brush with a few goat hides draped across them. The Indians stood watching him. He could see that none of them spoke among themselves or commented on his riding there, nor did they raise a hand in greeting or call out to him. They had no curiosity about him at all, as if they knew all that they needed to know. They stood and watched him pass, and watched him vanish upon that landscape, solely because he was passing, solely because he would vanish. The desert he rode was red, and red the dust he raised, the small dust that powdered the legs of the horse he rode, the horse he led. In the evening a wind came up and reddened all the sky before him. There were few cattle in that country, because it was barren country indeed. Yet he came at evening upon a solitary bull, rolling in the dust against the blood-red sunset like an animal in sacrificial torment. The blood-red dust blew down out of the sun. He touched the horse with his heels and rode on. He rode with the sun coppering his face, and the red wind blowing out of the west across the evening land, and the small desert birds flew chittering among the dry bracken, and horse and rider and horse passed on, and their long shadows passed in tandem like the shadow of a single being, passed and paled into the darkening land, the world to come.
The End. You've been listening to All the Pretty Horses by Cormac McCarthy, narrated by Frank Muller. If you've enjoyed this book and this performance, Recorded Books recommends The Last Picture Show by Larry McMurtry, narrated by John Randolph Jones. The Last Picture Show is an almost true story about a small town in Texas that ought to exist, if it doesn't, with characters like Jacy, Duane, and Sonny. Teenagers stumbling toward adulthood, discovering the beguiling mysteries of sex and the even more baffling mysteries of love. Animated by McMurtry's wry and raucous humor, this is a wild, heartbreaking, and poignant story, a coming-of-age novel that resonates with the magical passion of youth. You'll find a wide selection of titles in the Recorded Books catalog, including bestsellers, mysteries, classics, histories, and more. So to order another Recorded Book, or for a copy of our latest listing, please call the toll-free number found on the back of this book. Don't forget to ask about easy 30-day rentals by mail. On our website, you can browse our catalog, place orders, hear about our latest releases, or tune in to narrator profiles and author interviews. So visit us there at www.recordedbooks.com. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.